Hey everyone, and welcome to Peace Speaks, the podcast. It's your girl Corinne, and in this podcast, we're going to talk about maintaining our peace throughout our life's journey. Hello.
Hello.
Isn't that dope?
That's pretty cool, yeah.
That is really, 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 really cool. Okay, now we got to have our normal conversation. We got to get back into the groove of things.
Yes.
Okay, so Soraya. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you said you're a positive thinker in everything that you do. There's nothing specific, whatever, I forgot what you said. It's broad.
So, yeah, well, yes, it is broad, but actually, while we were sitting here doing this, I actually thought of something that I do constantly.
Okay.
So a thing that I do constantly to keep me centered, and you know, at peace, is talk to myself. Like, okay. I literally look into a mirror and have one-on-one time with me, because I know that, you know, it's like you being your own best friend. So I can literally say anything because I know everything, all my faults and everything. I can say it out loud to myself without any, you know, judgment or anything like that. And then on top of that, I can kind of think out my thoughts out loud without being interrupted or anything. Like, everything is just coming from me and myself, that I kind of just talk everything out loud. And I feel like it's like venting to somebody else, but it's yourself. It's kind of weird because I feel like it kind of makes me crazy, but every time I do it, I feel literally at peace every time. Like, I'm recentered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I personally understand what you're saying, because I do the same thing. Even when I need to, like, get myself under control, like, if I'm feeling like I'm being too hard on myself, or I'm like thinking negative, like, you know what, this is about to be too hard for you to do, I look at myself in the mirror and be like, bitch, you got this.
Right.
You know, like, you okay. Like, get it together, pull yourself together, let's go. It's kind of like you said, being your own best friend, because you know literally everything about yourself. So there's no sugarcoating, and like, honestly,
exactly,
being real with yourself. So how often do you find yourself having to do this? You said you do it constantly, but is it like every day, every other day, once a week, or just when you feel like, you know, I'm to a point where I need to do this again?
I do talk to myself every day. However, when it comes to like those vulnerable moments, I guess, so I find myself more having like heart to heart, and like where I need to be brought back to my center when I'm having like either a down moment or if I'm overthinking, because I do overthink. And sometimes, you know, being in your head constantly, if it goes on way too long, I get really stressed out. So I'll like have a breakdown, and I'm, you know, crying. And then I just look at myself and I just talk it out. You know, I let myself cry because I don't like to cry in front of anybody anyway. So I'll let myself cry and talk to myself. Or the same thing if I'm mad. You know, I feel like maybe those are the two emotions. If I'm sad or mad, then that's when I need to pull down the mirror and kind of talk it out. You know, either let myself know that I am, you know, I'm going to be okay, I'm going to be crazy. Or while I'm talking, I realize something else about myself that maybe I could change in a situation to, you know, flip it into something else. Right. You have to be able to point out your own flaws and fix your own flaws.
Yes. Totally agree with you. That's exactly what I like. That is exactly what I do. Like, I've never been really like the person to always victimize myself in a situation. And I don't lie to myself either. Like, I don't say, okay, this is my fault that this happened or this person is like this. But I am a type of person to be like, you know what? What can I do to make sure I don't put myself in this position again, to not allow myself to let certain type of people come in or anything right. like that. I don't victimize myself in a lot of situations, although I know there's some things I cannot control. However, I'm going to figure out the things I can control to help
right.
me. If I do get in this position again, to not feel like I just been attacked or anything like that. Like, I'm being more prepared mentally to deal with whatever it is that's going on and see it prior to it happening. So
right.
Right. Okay. So how do you feel this helps you in relationships, whether it's with you family members, moms, sisters, cousins, boyfriends, friends? Like, how do you think that all ties in to having good relationships?
Honestly, I do have to say, in a lot of my relationships, I am pretty open and honest, I guess, with myself, because I'm, you know, I really speak what's on my mind. The mm-hmm. only situation that I don't is in, like, you know, a personal relationship, like boyfriend and girlfriend, that I find myself, because I am a people pleaser, so I find myself not thinking so much of me more. And even though I'm a people pleaser, it affects other people, but something about having a significant other changes it for me. To be all 100% honest, in the relationship that I'm in now is the first time that I actually checked myself. You know, I'm allowing myself to be vulnerable with me and take time for me because of my past experiences of losing myself. And, you know, yes, I've learned from them, but then, you know, you find yourself getting lost again, mm-hmm. you know, with somebody else. So I think this time around, I don't want to get lost. I just want to be present in the moment and still be able to be myself and still be the same person that I am. So this is actually the first time that I have found myself doing this with my actual relationship and talking to myself during, I guess, while I'm in the relationship versus, you know, after the breakup,
mm-hmm.
you know, where now yep. I'm replaying the whole entire relationship of, you know, what I've learned and everything like that, to where now I'm kind of having times to where I'm checking myself in the middle, making sure I'm not repeating the same mistakes and, yeah. you know, I'm not accepting the same mistakes that I've accepted in the past. So, you know, I'm on my trial run here because this is the first time that I'm actually doing it in this particular type of relationship.
Okay. So, aside from the relationship, which I do kind of want to touch on a little bit more. So aside from relationship, boyfriend and girlfriend, mm-hmm. how does it positively affect you with your relationships with your family?
I mean, see, when it come, I'm trying to think. I guess the biggest thing would be to say that I don't really know how to word this. The reason is just because I don't, when I'm talking to myself, like in this particular scenario of, you know, me talking to myself, I don't really have anything to do that for when it comes to my family.
Okay. I guess what I mean is, by you being at peace with yourself, being honest with yourself, through any circumstance, whether it be, you know, family feud or yourself feuding with yourself or whatever, how does that help you be a better person in a relationship as far okay. as to your family?
Okay. I get it now. Okay. It allows me to be open-minded. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm able to understand somebody else's perspective. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And kind of, you know, I feel like sometimes when you tell people your stories or you, you know, you're venting, they try to put themselves in your situation and then the story ends up reflecting on them. I try not to I feel like it gives me a more open mind to where I can help them and kind of see, you know, from their perspective, and not so much, you know, tell people anything, but just help as a guide from a peaceful standpoint. So that way everybody can see both sides of stories, because I have a big, you know, I have a big family. So arguments can snowball from something little to something big. But if you right. have a mediator that is there to say, okay, maybe look at it from this side, you know, how would you feel if you were in this perspective? I feel like it gives me more clarity to be, you know, more open-minded and give more than one point of view. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So with the same question, how do you feel like it affects your relationship with boyfriend, girlfriend?
I feel like it helped once I'm vulnerable with myself and I've mm-hmm. brought myself back to peace. Yeah. It allows me to let my walls down and, you know, be more honest with myself and with my partner, because, you know, now I can truly pinpoint, you know, whatever I was going through at that particular time that I needed to take time away for myself. Now I can actually speak it out and it can become something that we're now bonding over, you know, to correct the situation for both of us, because sometimes it's something that he's troubled with as well. And, you know, now I've opened like a playing field for both of us to talk on that subject.
Right. Nice. Nice. That is what I'm talking about. Okay. I'm so excited. I'm just going to tell you. Okay, so anyway, we're approaching on our up to 15-minute mark, and I kind of don't want to extend it too much to where, like, you know, we get to talking, now we need another 15, because, girl, you know, when we right. get there, we get there. So, first and foremost, just to end it off really quick, so what would you say is the number one thing as a female, as a sister, as a daughter, as a girlfriend, and, you know, yourself, being yourself to you, mm-hmm. what would you say is the number one important thing that you make sure that you do for you to help you in any situation or any circumstance that may come to you?
I have to say, you know, my grandfather always tells me, remember you. And mm-hmm. I feel like that is very important to say, because as many people as like, oh, I'm not going to forget about me. Like, how can I? It's very easy to lose you. So like the minute that you think about anything, like the minute your subconscious is like, we're not about to do this. Like, I feel like you should just honesty, pure honesty with yourself and with other people will help you remain at peace.
I'm so proud of us. I'm just so proud of us.
That long pause scared me. Like, did I answer the question?
No. This is great. So, thank you everyone for tuning into another episode of Peace Speaks with me, Corinne, and my girl Soraya. We had a great conversation. I hope that you all taken something out of it. Help you have another perspective and just really want to be at peace with yourselves, because that's honestly the ultimate goal. Stay tuned for more, and I'll catch you in my next one. Bye.